Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
4:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Wednesday, and the rain will continue, just so you know. I mean, right through tomorrow night, we might see some issues. And I would just remind you, have A-plus roofing on your phone, 752-0008, because you know, some people don't know. Honest goodness, you don't know. You get weather like this, it's like, I guess we got a problem. So I would call Billy and the crew. I also want to remind you about our Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You know that Mike Dickinson each and every week joins us. He is our citizen journalist. He is doing the reporting that the self-proclaimed real reporters and serious journalists don't want to do. Mike reminds me of Andy Ngo. I think they've got very, very similar personalities. They're looking to get the truth out, and Mike's research and his investigation have been picked up by so many national publications at this point. I'm just happy to say I've known him for a long time, and he's been part of the program for a long time. Mike, good afternoon, sir.
Well, good afternoon, too, and I appreciate all the nice things.
Well, I am simply telling the truth, and that's what I try to do on a regular basis. I'm trying to think all the stuff you've been following, but you've been looking especially close at the DEI numbers at VCU, correct?
Yes, we've been digging into the DEI numbers at VCU. We've all known in Richmond, VCU is a large part of the problem in Richmond. The VCU administration, mm-hmm. what they teach the kids, I mean, the riots of 2020. You take VCU out of the Richmond equation, those riots don't happen. But VCU's brainwashing and propaganda really, I think, was integral in that. So mm-hmm. we wanted to drill down and see what's going on at VCU, how much money VCU is spending on this DEI stuff. And if you don't know what DEI means, that's diversity, equity, and inclusion. Mm-hmm. And it's basically just a way that universities and businesses are trying to put people into positions to reward people on what they look like and not what their actual accolades or what their actual credentials are. In a way, reverse racism. In a way, they're trying to basically just, you know, say racism's okay, but we're going to do it this way.
That's right.
So that's what we wanted to see what's going on at VCU. And we found that VCU is spending $1.7 million a year on DEI administration. This is not the teaching. This is not the program. This is how much they're paying people to come up with DEI ideas at VCU and implement them. This is the administration, DEI administration. And some of it is just, if it wasn't so sad, it would be comical. You've got where VCU is paying a lady, Faye Belgrave. She's the VP of the Chief Diversity Officer at VCU. And her claim to fame, Jeff, is that she wrote a paper, Carrying the World with Grace, Strong Black Women. $355,000 a year, and she's an expert in something. She wrote a paper. Now, I can see paying somebody $300,000 a year. You get Donald Trump to teach you a course in business, or Jeff Katz to teach you a course in radio. Mm. You know, someone that actually has credentials, they could be worth $300,000 a year as a professor. But somebody paying somebody this much money to sit in an office and come up with ways to make diversity, it's ridiculous. And then you've got a guy, Kevin A. Harris. He's the senior associate dean for DEI at the VCU School of Medicine. Okay. And he's getting paid $273,000 a year to be a, quote, catalyst for policy and programs that promote DEI.
Wait,
what is he doing all day?
Now, that's at the medical school. And
I'm
not an expert on this, but when I go to the doctor, I can tell you as honestly as I'm sitting here, Mike, I don't give a rat's behind what color you are, what your gender is. If I'm sick and you can make me better, you're my person. Why are we looking at this DEI nonsense inside the context of the medical school?
And it's loaded down. I mean, if you read the statements and the objectives of VCU Medical and VCU itself and their strategic plan, gone are words. I mean, I grew up in the world where the words that meant the most were accountability, individual achievement, and hard work equals success.
Yep.
And now in both the VCU and VCU Health and their mission statements, it's words like champion diversity, so that health equity, differences are celebrated, transform curriculum. And instead of words like accountability, it's words like entitlement that they are pushing.
Why do I want anybody talking about, quote, diversity or anything else when we're, again, talking about medicine? We're talking about healthcare. Either you are capable of learning this material, in which case we want to talk with you, or you're not. I am not. I don't care. I guess I'm the wrong color to apply, but even if I were the right color to apply, once they started talking to me, they'd be like, hey, you know what, Jeff, you're a really nice guy. Get out. You're not going to be a doctor, and there's nothing that we can do to help you. I want the best and the brightest, period, end of story.
And that's exactly how it should be. It should be, people should be judged on their application by their test scores, by what they've done, their achievements. If they've worked really hard to have a good GPA, they should be judged on that. They should not be judged on what race they are of any color. It should be strictly by the numbers to let people in or let people learn things. But at VCU, they're totally going backwards, and they're totally doing what we perceive as racism, but they're doing it in another way now. And if you read the stuff that the Democrats say, it's right in line with the liberal train of thought, which is, you know, there were several news articles and organizations that have been out talking about the DEI and the public universities in Virginia, and they keep saying the same thing, which is, oh, if this corrects, 200 years of misdoings, then we have to go ahead and do it. And that's not creating a future that is worse for other people. To try to fix something that's in the past is not the way to do it. The way to do it is just to judge people on their own merit individually, and not to try to damage one people to help another people. It should be everyone treated equally.
Well, I want to remind everybody, Mike Dickinson is joining us, our citizen journalist. And Mike, here's what this exposes, and I know you got a few.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two more examples, but here's what this exposes. There's a really big business. There's a lot of money to be made playing people against each other, pitting people against each other. And the biggest con that these folks are working, this is a work, Mike. They are convincing people that somehow this addresses another issue when the issue itself involved people who are not here. And why would you victimize anybody? Again, in the healthcare space, why on earth would you expose sick individuals to people who are not capable of being doctors simply because you can check a box. This is outrageous.
Yes, and I agree 100%. And it just seems like the way that they're trying to do it, it's going to all walks of life, whether you look at how they're hiring engineers at Boeing or how they're hiring this or that. And it seems, you know, that what you just said is exactly right, that this whole thing, this whole DEI stuff is a scam, and certain people are getting rich off of it. You read about people that are going around and giving seminars to counties and board of supervisors, and they're getting paid six figures to do this up in Fairfax County.
Yep.
And other localities. And it just seems like there's a great big, like you said, a great big work. Some people are getting very wealthy off of promoting this DEI, and we don't need it, and it just pits people against each other. And really, it's doing a disservice to our kids that are growing up now, because that's how they're not getting the best opportunities, and they're not getting the best people to teach them.
Yeah. I mean, take a look at this Ibram X. Kendi. He has become a multi-millionaire convincing people that he's been victimized. I don't know what to say. You know, on the one hand, I hate to say this, on the one hand, I think, man, good for you. Gosh, you created an entire industry that does nothing but reward you, and the rest of us are, I don't know what the rest of us are supposed to do. I guess just pay him more and more and more and more money until he finally says, yeah, you know, that's enough. I give up. I have too much money. Stop. I can't do it anymore. I'm crazy. Craziness. Now, what else is going on at VCU these days? Because you're an alum, right? Two, three times an alum.
I'm a three-time alum at VCU, and I've been embarrassed by this. VCU the last 10 or 15 years has taken a hard turn to the left. It's always been a little bit liberal and always been a little bit hippie when I was down there, but recently, I mean, like the last 10 or 15 years, they've gone hard left. Mm-hmm. You know, with all of the DEI, with all of the guaranteed admissions, it seems like there's nothing. If you're in high school these days, it seems like there's nothing to work for. Why work hard in high school and take, you know, AP government classes, yep, and really work hard to get a 4.0 when you're guaranteed admission at VCU? If you can just slack off all day and get into VCU, which VCU has now. VCU has guaranteed admission. And I remember when I was in school, you know, I'm sure everybody remembers when they were in high school, their parents pushed them and like, you know, if you keep getting C's in algebra, you're never going to get into college and never get a good job.
That's right.
And these days it just seems like nobody, you know, colleges have dumbed themselves down and made everybody else dumber in the process.
No doubt about
and
it.
You know, VCU leading the way.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I maybe you don't know. I think most people don't. You know, Ibram X. Kendi, we were talking about, right? His dad, I mean, by the way, his parents are Larry and Carol Rogers, because this is all part of the creation. But
yes,
his father is one of the most successful trial attorneys, like a corporate trial attorney in the world. And his, somehow he's peddled this story. You know, he came from nothing and it's all because of race. It's like, good Lord, man, I guess you got to tip your hat because he's been able to work it. Is he coming to VCU? I don't know if they can afford him at VCU. They just pay what? $70 million for a building they don't have.
I know at this point. And also, you know, going on down at VCU, we've also got a situation down there. So last year, VCU fired a police officer, and they got rehired in Petersburg recently. I don't know if you saw this in the news.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Times-Dispatch, you know, they have to start going off on it. And that's what I don't understand about media, is it just seems to me like the Richmond Times-Dispatch is anything they can talk about that's anti-police and they can highlight that's anti-police, they put on the front page. And they use these sources, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
They use sources of people who were arrested in riots, and they give them newsworthiness all the time. Mm. And I don't understand why the Times-Dispatch, they were talking about this police officer that was hired in Petersburg. Mm-hmm. And I mean, anybody that wants to work in Petersburg, my heart's out to them. It's a rough city, rough
right.
crime. If you want to go down there and do policing, more
yeah.
power to you. I mean,
right.
they can't get officers in Petersburg or Richmond.
That's right.
And they write this terrible article about the officer, using a source, a girl named Alice Minium, and she was arrested in 2020 during the Richmond riots for inciting a riot. But yet the Times-Dispatch feels that she's good enough of a resource to provide data about this police officer. And, of course, they trash the officer.
Right.
And they make them out to be the most, you know, terrible of all. I mean, they write a story about the officer was aggressive and did this and that, and it caused them to get fired from VCU policing. But they totally gloss over the fact that when police officers respond to a situation, it's bad. There's
right.
blood, there's violence, there's people that don't want to that don't want to listen, they want to fight them. And I'm sorry, but you put 99% of people in that situation and they're going to be irritated. They're going to have they're going to be ready to tell you to shut up and sit down.
Yeah.
They're not going to be nice about it.
No.
And so
no.
I don't have any problem with the police officer telling somebody to, you know, you sit there and you're lucky if I don't do anything to you. Sit there and shut up.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
but these media types don't understand that. They just think the police should come in. Oh, please sit down. Oh, I'm so sorry. The handcuffs hurt you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You have to go to jail. And it's, the real world doesn't work like that.
It does not. Have you gotten any update? I know I'm over time. I'm going to be in trouble anyway, Mike. So let me just ask you. Have you gotten any update on the I-95 morons? Are they working their way through the system?
Yes, they're doing court, I think, in 3 weeks, and we're gonna be looking more at them and their attorneys soon, because it's the same group of these public defenders or these far left lawyers that go down there and try to save the day every day. Instead of using their legal knowledge to actually make justice, they go and want to, you know, help people that are doing this kind of stuff.
Well, and then they get help from Commonwealth's attorneys like Colette McEachin
yeah.
and what's her name
yeah.
and
Henrico,
who's also like, oh, we're out of the
yeah.
we're out of the crime business. Nope, whatever you want to do, it's all good for us. Just keep going, keep driving. All right, Mike, remind everybody where they follow you, because X seems to be where I see you the most.
Yes, Mike D for RVA on X. Mike D for RVA on X. And maybe one of these days, Jeff, I can bring a guitar on here and do a rock concert and do some hot takes on people like The Rock did. I know you saw that a couple weeks ago.
You know what just popped up?
For Shannon Taylor.
Let me tell you something. I just, you know what just popped up on my Facebook memories, Mike? You, me, a bunch of people in the Jeff Katz section at the Coliseum for...
Oh, that was great.
Wasn't that a good time?
Yeah. Yes, that was great.
That was a good time. Well, listen, Mike, beware the rain, my friend. We will talk next week. That is Mike Dickinson. He is our citizen journalist. He's out there uncovering things that, quite frankly, nobody else is. And he's with us every Wednesday afternoon. I love it. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.